I think we get to have a full visit today. The weather's not going to interrupt us like it did last week.
Well, I look forward to it. That was kind of exciting, though, to have all that rain.
Well, we needed it, that's for sure. Well, tell me what's on the agenda for Congress this week.
Well, there's going to be some things that would make most voters' eyes roll back in their head, but it's important to what's happening up here, and it's budget reform. A couple of things of note. First of all, we're going to attempt to move from baseline budgeting to zero-based budgeting. Now, what is the difference, you ask?
Bill's a CPA, so he should be able to help us. And, yeah, in real words, what are we talking about?
Well, here? Under baseline budgeting, you assume that you're going to spend a little bit more every year than you did the year before. Well, you know, American families and American businesses don't operate that way. Right. Under zero-based budgeting, you start from zero every year, and then you build your budget up from there.
Mm-hmm.
What baseline budgeting did is it gave people in Congress a chance to say that they had cut spending when actually they were lying to the American public. Because if you spent less than a baseline, they called it a cut, even though you were spending more than you did the year before.
Certainly.
Now, I will say to this Congress credit, we have spent less on an absolute basis each year than we did the year before for the last 2 years in a row, which is good. We need to cut a lot more, of course, from where we are now, but we can fix that. Then we're going to start building the 2013 budget, and one of the things I'm hoping we can do is that we can put in a fix for Medicare so that we can protect it not only for today's recipients, but also for the next three or four generations worth of recipients. So that's a big item coming up. We also have budget hearings today with the CBO Director Elmendorf, and he's going to tell us what he thinks about the economy, so that'll be an interesting discussion. And tomorrow we have Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke.
Wow.
I expect that one will be good, so I hope everybody tunes into C-SPAN for that one.
Well, let's talk for a minute with Elmendorf coming in, because the Congressional Budget Office put out their report yesterday, and it's a little disturbing, at least on the surface, because what the Congressional Budget Office is predicting is the total amount of money of the money the federal government takes out of the U.S. economy in taxes is going to increase by about 30% between 2012 and 2014. That's a pretty scary number, Bill.
Right. What that reflects are two things. One is that the economy is still pretty sick. We're still suffering under the Barack Obama economy. I think a lot of Americans are having flashbacks to Jimmy Carter's years when he was president. But the other piece is that the current tax rates, which some people call the Bush tax cuts, expire at the end of this year. And so you've got this big train of tax increase coming at you. And we're going to have a proposed fix in the 2013 budget that we're going to pass between now and the end of March. But my guess is the Senate won't do anything. And so the American people are getting ready to get socked with those tax increases unless the Senate will work with us to get them fixed.
Bill Floor is joining us this morning. Now, speaking of the Senate, by a wide margin, passed legislation having to do with basically keeping members of Congress from doing any insider trading or using information that they would get in congressional hearings or as members of Congress that the common person on the street does not. Do you see that the House will take any action on that, and if so, when?
Well, I don't know. My hope is that it will. I know that some of our leadership blocked any consideration of insider trading restrictions over the past few weeks, but from what I understand, the last couple of days, slowing down of insider trading legislation has evaporated. I think the American people want us to pass something like this, and the American people expect us to trade on the same basis as everybody else. If you recall from the act that I introduced in December called Reconnecting Congress with America, I also had insider trading provisions included in that legislation, as well as a generic provision that said that Congress would live under the laws that it writes. So my hope is that we will look at it. I don't think it'll be this week, but hopefully hopefully before the end of February, we'll get that reviewed and passed.
Bill Floor is joining us this morning from D.C. We had mentioned last week that it was an odd feeling inside the chamber when the president did his State of the Union address, and that some areas didn't even get applause from either side of the aisle. But one of the things that I think brought members of Congress to their feet had to do with improvement of the infrastructure of the country. Congress working toward doing some things there that will strengthen our infrastructure?
Yes, sir, they are. And this is really a great piece of our great package of legislation that we're working on. If you recall, there are really only two things, well, three things that the entire audience applauded about. Number one was infrastructure improvements. Number two is an all-of-the-above energy approach. And number three was support for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
With respect to the middle piece, to infrastructure and the all-of-the-above, what we've done on the Republican side of the House is we've packaged infrastructure investment with energy activity. So what we're proposing to do is greatly increase the amount of domestic energy activity and then take the federal revenues that come from that activity and invest it in our roads and bridges and into our airports.
You know, as we talk about energy, and again, you came from the energy industry before you were in Congress, your thoughts or overview now, when you say all energy, where do we stand with two things? First of all, continuing to give money to the farmers who are growing corn for ethanol, and number two, what is the future, at least in your view, of being able to generate power nuclearly?
Well, I can't give you a good answer on the nuclear side. The last Energy Act that passed that had anything to do with nuclear was back in 2005, mm-hmm. and it supposedly was going to increase the amount of nuclear plant construction, but we haven't seen much of an increase. We've seen a few extra applications, but the process is still very, very slow, and it needs another look to improve it. With respect to other energy, I don't know at this point. I'm hopeful that we could get things done, but the Senate just doesn't want to take up any of the bills that we want to take up.
So, but money for corn for ethanol, is that?
I think that's gonna be dead.
Okay.
Those ethanol subsidies greatly distorted. First of all, they were expensive, and then they distorted the markets. And any time the federal government tries to pick winners and losers, you get suboptimal outcomes. And most economists and most real-world Americans they want to make the choices themselves. They don't want the federal government making for them.
And finally today, you're not as impacted as many members of Congress, but we're not exactly sure what our election maps are going to look like yet. Do you have any indication as to when we may have some finality there?
No, sir, I don't. Actually, it's like I've said before, I've got a dog in the hunt. I just don't get to say where we hunt. I don't know when the courts are going to resolve this redistricting issue. My gut tells me that by the time we get to the 20th or 21st of February, we should have an idea of what the maps are going to look like and also when the elections are going to be. But for what it's worth, it affects everybody the same way, whether you're an incumbent or a challenger. You're all kind of in the same boat because you don't know what your district boundaries are going to be, so you don't know who to mail letters to, you don't know which meet and greets to go to, things like that. So
we'll anticipate by the third week, hopefully in February, we'll know when the elections are actually going to be held.
Right.
What the maps look like.
We'll have something to talk about by then, but my gut tells me late February we'll have the maps, and then we'll have an election in our primary in late May.
Got it. Okay. When Congress is in session on most Wednesdays, Bill Flores joins us. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, Bill.
And ask our listeners, continue prayer for our country and our military men and women. Great talking to you, Scott.